The Word of God says that we will receive power to proclaim the good news of Christ.
That's what we're talking about today. And of course, we're taking your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray. It's the place where you do not have to pray alone. Praise God for that. The number to reach us here is 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And that is also the place where you can send us a text message. Mario is tracking with that. We are receiving your phone calls live in the studio. We're so excited to hear your voices and so that we can pray together, lifting our request to the throne room of God today. We also have an amazing prayer team that is taking your phone calls as well, just in case you don't quite want to go live today. They are a dedicated group of folks that we love. So thank you so much to our team. We really, truly appreciate you guys. This is the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call.
That's right, family. And that's not the only way that you can reach us. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live. You know that you can track with us there. We'll see your comments, prayer requests, praise reports. We want to hear some praise reports as well today. I know God is moving in your life. And so you can catch us on all of those platforms as well.
Amen. And Mario, we're going to be tracking with their Facebook Live on Facebook as well. We know that some of you guys are watching on Facebook Live. So guys, we just want to hear from you. That's why we're here, because we believe in the power of prayer and that power coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to reach out to you wherever you are. All are welcome here. We just want to pray for you. So Mario, before we jump into the program and our theme scripture for today, would you mind starting us with a word of prayer?
Certainly. Let's pray, family. Father God, we are grateful to be able to meet again, and we feel your spirit abiding with us. And it's amazing because we are literally all over the world. And yet that same spirit attends and binds us with cords of love. And so we ask and allow you to have your way in this program today as we talk about proclaiming with power, but also as we pray together, as we come together and agree on the things, your will in heaven. Let your presence be known. May someone accept you, see you, come to know you in this moment, and may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, we love to dig into the Word of God. And if you appreciate the spiritual direction, of course, ultimately our Father in heaven is due all glory and praise. But Mario is the one who selects the scriptures for the program and the spiritual direction for the program according to the Lord. And so praising God for that. Please pray for him as he continues that wonderful work. So we're going straight to Acts chapter 3. Verses 3 through 7, we've been talking about that time frame in the Word after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, since we're in those days just freshly after our celebration of the Lord's resurrection here. And so 3 through 7 in chapter 3 of Acts, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, and did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. Amen.
Oh, man. Seasoned. I'm so excited about these scriptures. And there's so much to point out. The part that I'd like to highlight is that it said in the text that the man that the disciples walked up on was expecting something from them. And we're talking tonight about proclaiming with power. I did a Facebook Live a little earlier on Facebook, obviously, and somebody pointed out in the comments that there is no way that we can proclaim with power without a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I love that they pointed that out. But the believer in these last days is called to proclaim with power. And the world represents in some ways that man, in that the world is expecting something from the believer. In fact, maybe they don't even know that it's from the believer. Maybe they're just expecting something in general. They are looking for some hope. They are looking for power. They're looking for something to anchor them. And by God's grace, we will be like the disciples in that moment when we approach someone who's expecting, and we will have something for them that grounds them, not silver and gold necessarily, like the disciples said, but we give them the presence and the power, the relationship. We offer to them the relationship of Jesus Christ. So I pray that our proclamation not just be in words only, but it be how we live, because someone is expecting something from us. And by God's grace, through his power, we have something to give.
We most certainly do have the power to proclaim. The part that stood out to me just briefly is taking him by the hand. So an action done by the other person. He helped him up. We have a part to play in community. Amen.
That's right.
He says, look at us. Look at us over here. Look at me. So pay attention here. And then he grabs him, nicely, I'm sure, but then lifts him and helps him. So I really love the idea that we have a part to play. And I believe that they were directed by the Father to do what they did, given the freedom, given the authority to do so. They were certain of our Lord in that moment that Jesus will do what he does, which is to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to heal the broken, to heal our physical bodies, but ultimately our spiritual bodies. So, man, let's help each other, you guys. Let's reach our hands out, take a hold of one another during this time, especially, and help each other to our feet. Amen. So that we might instantly become strong.
Man, that was a PowerPoint season.
Jesus.
And speaking of helping each other, family, this is your community. We are your family. So give us a call, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Text us, leave a comment on Facebook Live if you're watching from that. We want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. We want to come alongside of you because we are a community that believes that God still is on the throne. He's still in charge despite what's going on around us.
He is. Such a good word.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, friends, speaking of family and community, we have a caller on the line. Our first caller today is Miss Caitlin. She's in Mississippi. How can we pray or praise God with you, Miss Caitlin?
I want y'all to pray for my grandpa that just had eye surgery this morning.
Okay.
And I want y'all to pray for my mother, my grandma, me, and my school, that we can learn the things we can learn, and that we can do the things that we need to do for Jesus, and help me ace my test tomorrow, my summer test tomorrow.
Yes. Miss Caitlin, you're taking a test tomorrow? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus is with you even when we're nervous. He gives us the power to do it even when we're scared. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sweetheart, how old are you?
8.
Ooh, 8 years old. Praise Jesus. Well, you know what? You are wise for your years. You know where to go for help. The Bible says, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. So good job, dear. You're very brave for jumping on the television station with us. So thank you for calling. Let us know how you do on your test, okay? Give us a call back. We want to celebrate with you, okay? All right, dear. We're going to be praying for you, Caitlin, in just a moment. Praise
That's
God.
That's right. So good to hear from that sweet voice. Amen. We have Rudy, our brother Rudy, on the line. Rudy, so good to hear from you. I know you got some scripture for us. Hit us. We're ready.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario. It's actually Hebrews 1:9. It says this. God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy.
Ah, man. Man, Rudy, powerful scripture. And I love the fact that in some way it ties in with this theme today, that through Christ, we have a work to do, and there's a work that is being done in us. He has anointed us with the oil of joy. And so thank you so much, Rudy. Do you have a prayer request to pray today?
I've got both. Which one do you want first?
Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Let's go with the praise.
Okay. So praise reporters, we're starting to do Zoom on Wednesday nights, and we had 17 people watching Wednesday.
All right. And Zoom, wow.
Before I go to the prayer request, I got to thank Susan. Susan, thank you for singing Happy Birthday. Oh. Really, really enjoyed that last week.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it, because it can be scary when I sing. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said make a joyful noise.
That's right.
Prayer request. Brandon lost his grandma to the COVID-19.
Who did? You said Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. That just really pricks my heart when I hear of our elderly losing their lives. They've made it. It's almost like they made it this far, and something like COVID takes over. And so just let Brandon know that we're praying for him and that we are mourning with him. So sorry to hear that. And may God continue to watch over you all and help you navigate through this loss as well. Thank you.
No, not a problem. I'm actually finishing up my mess for tonight. I'm probably gonna stay with the same lines like I did last week as anybody running from God. Oh, my title was I Playing Hide and Go Seek from God.
Man, Rudy, hey, by God's grace, bring that word. Give them the hope and the joy at the end. It's so good to hear from you every week, Rudy. Well, take care, brother.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Speaking
right.
of the power to proclaim, amen. He's going to go forth That's today right. and praying that he speaks the truth of the word of God and the love of the Lord. We are going to go to our friend Wilbert. Wilbert, welcome back to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
I just want the Lord to help us to continue to stay connected with him,
amen.
Follow him, and just continue to help us to have faith and trust in him and in love for our fellow man, and just want to pray for everyone around the world that is sick with the pandemic and other illness, and that the Lord would continue guide and lead us and direct our path.
Amen, Wilbert. You know what stuck out to me there was the fact that you said connected. There's a lot of different ways that I'm seeing it said lately, but the idea is that we are still spiritually and socially connected, although we might be physically distant. Amen. And so I'll be lifting this request up. Thank you so much, Wilbert. We sure love hearing your voice and hearing from you week
Thank
to
you.
Week. See you soon. All right. You know, Mario, he said for those that are dealing with the pandemic, the illness and the other illnesses, essentially, and it reminds me of a girlfriend I was speaking with today, has been going through IVF, has been struggling through, and her story is, her and her husband's story are, it's very difficult, this journey that they've been on. It's hard either way. But there have been some complications and it just really, number one, of course, drew us into prayer together as sisters in Christ. But it also helped me to remember that outside of COVID-19, there are so many things that are still happening that were predating COVID-19.
Right.
And that we just have a world, including ourselves, so in need of our Savior and not only his power and the ability to conquer, but his tenderness and his mercy and his love. Amen.
Amen. And we need all of that in this moment.
I've got good news, too. I praise Jesus for this. You guys, Nicole wrote us on Facebook and said, good evening. I'm giving thanks today. My mother has beaten COVID-19. She's home now after 6 weeks of sickness. Ooh. She's better now and shouting, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I needed the good word. There's a lot hard, but there's a lot of good at the same time. And so I praise God for that.
Man, we do. And we need that. In fact, I just want to kind of make an appeal once again. If you have a praise report, keep sharing those praise reports. Give us a call. Put them in the comments. We do not want to look over the prayer requests because the Bible tells us, make your requests known unto God. So we want to hear those requests, but we want to hear those praise reports. And so send them on in because we know that God is still moving in the midst of tragedy all around us. So we want to hear from you, family. Give us a call. That's right.
Do you mind beginning with our prayer for this portion, please?
Sure. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for Rudy. He calls in and encourages us with the word each week. And we thank you for the word out of Hebrews. We thank you for anointing us with the oil of joy. That imagery, we need it right now, God. So what an apropos scripture, Lord. But we just want to lift up the prayer request that he has. And we want to, for Brandon, who lost his dear grandmother to COVID-19. This is real life, God. But you are the author of life. We pray that she was able to fall asleep in you, knowing that by your grace, one day we will see her again. Brandon will see her again and the entire family. Lord, please comfort them. They need it right now. I sincerely ask that you would do something special for them in this moment, that they would truly have a peace that passes their understanding because it wouldn't make sense, but it is a gift given from you. Also, we just want to praise you for the Zoom meeting that took place with Rudy and I believe his parishioners. 17 people joined. We believe that if the word of God went forth, then it will not return unto you void. And so we believe and we thank you for doing something in the hearts of those 17 individuals. Continue to bless and grow the ministry. And even now, as Rudy steps out tonight to continue in a word, may he truly proclaim with power and may individuals be changed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. I'd like to take a moment to continue this by praising you, Father, praising you for who you are, Lord, and expressing gratitude, Father, for Nicole and her mother, Jesus. Nicole has been faithful to say thank you to you, Lord. Her mother is saying hallelujah, Lord. You've brought her through. You brought her through, Jesus. Thank you that this has been the will and purpose in her life thus far, Jesus. Thank you for bringing her through. Lord, you are mighty to save. So, Lord, we celebrate with Nicole and her mother and their family, and we thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, please be with Miss Caitlin. Father, she has many requests. She's praying for her grandpa's eye surgery, Lord. We ask for an effective surgery to have been completed as well, that he would continue to heal quickly and without problem, Heavenly Father, Lord, that whatever they were trying to achieve, that it would be achieved, Father, by your power. Lord, we're also praying for Caitlin's mom and her grandma and her father. She's also praying for her whole school and for her test tomorrow. Jesus, give her a good recall, Father. Help her to dedicate the time that is needed to study for her test, but also, Jesus, help her to walk in confident, Lord, and not afraid. And even if she is afraid, we thank you that you are with her anyway. And Lord, you will carry her through in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Wilbert and for his reference to staying connected to you, Lord, and trusting you more. Heavenly Father, we all need this, and we are asking this as a community today. Lord, help us to stay more connected to you, Lord. Give us a hunger and a desire to love each other well, and a hunger for your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that your love and your life, Father, and your kindness and your fortitude would spill out of us in the name of Jesus, Father, that others might grow and learn and mature in you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for all of the people that are writing to us through text message and voicemail. Lord, there are many and we see them, and we are so grateful, Lord, that we're part of a community that serves the God who saves, the one who created, the true, holy creator God, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Season, while you are praying, we have someone on the line. Sharon is calling from Georgia. Sharon, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Oh, I'm her mother. I'm speaking for her because she cannot speak plain. So okay. She wants you to pray for her. She can't walk. She's a special person, and she can't speak plain, you know. Neither okay. She's 63 years old. She's a woman, but she has can't help herself, do anything for herself. She has muscles just deteriorating, and it's a kind of disease she has, and she just asks you for prayers. I watch it. She wanted to hear Season and you. We listen every Sabbath and every time to you. I'm her mother. My name is Ione. And Sharon. Yeah. She said she wanted to say hello, but the lady don't want us to stay long because she doesn't speak plain. She wants to hear her voice.
Miss Ione.
Let me put it on speaker
because
she can't hold the phone. Okay. Say hello.
Your name?
Your name Mario.
Yes.
Mario.
Miss Sharon. Hi, Mario. Hello, Miss Sharon. And Season is with us. Yes. So good to hear from you. Yes, ma'am. We want you to know that we're lifting you up. We thank you so much for being with us every week, you and Ione. We love you with the love of Christ. And just we're praying for you today, okay?
Yes, yeah, I see you on Saturday.
And Mario, pray for me too, Ione. I have a UTI, and it won't go away at all. It's terrible.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, Miss Sharon and Miss Ione, we will lift you both up. Miss Sharon, it's so good to hear your voice. God bless you, and we're praying for you, okay?
Okay. And Miss
All right.
Season.
And she said Miss Season, too.
Season, yes.
God.
All right, God. Take care.
Miss Sharon, okay. Miss Ione, thank you so much, Miss Sharon and Miss Ione. We hear your request. We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank
God. You guys,
love it.
Just so you know, Miss Brenda, we're coming to you. Give me 1 second here. I wanted to mention this amazing community we have, you guys. Not only are we here to pray with you and for you, we'd like to continue to provide extra prayer resources to you from time to time as well. And now, Mario, you and I have talked about this, but there is a newsletter that goes out from a part of our church, and we love it. We're so excited about it. If you get a chance to sign up for it, you can go to nadprayerministries@gmail.com. Just shoot them a little email, you guys, and let them know you want to be a part of the newsletter. You might even see a couple of familiar faces. Hint, hint, it's me and Mario. and then there are some wonderful prayer resources there. I'm so excited to be a part of it. We really believe in the work that of prayer and in pushing that forward in any way that we can and expanding our community's ability to pray for and with each other any way we can, guys. So go ahead and shoot them a little email at nadprayerministries, it's plural, at gmail.com, and they will sign you up and send you the newsletter. We're just glad to be a part of it and glad to be just a part of anything pertaining to prayer or Jesus Christ. Amen, Mario?
Amen. Amen.
So grateful for them. And also, Mario and I had a second this morning to hop onto our program for Hope Channel that's online only. It's called Small Talk Big God. If you have a chance to watch that, there was some prayer on there, too. If you guys want to check that out, head over there on Facebook, the Hope Channel Facebook page. You can catch it there. And now we'll turn it right back over to our callers. Miss Brenda in California. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Brenda.
I want to praise the Lord for his keeping our health strong during this time.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's kept us well. And my husband is in remission of cancer, and I'm so thankful for that. And you folks prayed some time ago for him, and I praise God.
Amen.
And also that we finish our remodeling so that we can get our house ready to give Bible studies to those that may need it, and we want to glorify God.
Amen. I think Jesus is going to say yes to that. Amen. So all of this going on, remission of cancer, preparing your home to give Bible studies, it seems like Jesus is doing an amazing work in you guys' lives. That's a wonderful reason to praise. I'm so excited.
Yes.
What a breath of relief you guys must have sighed to hear that he's in remission.
Yes.
Oh, how long ago did you receive the news?
Well, it's been a different method of cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about maybe 9 months.
Praise the Lord.
And so we just praise God.
9 months cancer free. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Miss Brenda, lots to praise Jesus for. Anything I can pray specifically besides thanking Jesus for all these wonderful things?
I'd like you to pray that we stay strong and well during this time. And also, I had a project getting my book finished. I wanted it before General Conference, but they postponed that. And so I'd like to continue working to get that finished to glorify God.
Amen. Well, we will pray for just that. Thank you so much for being a part of our community. I hope to hear
Thank you.
Praise reports from you, Miss Brenda. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, Susan. Well, you know, while we're waiting on more of you to give us a call, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, I just want to hop over to our text message community, Susan. There's just a couple of them that I want to lift up, and these are anonymous, and you can leave the text message anonymous if you'd like, or you could just leave your first name so that we could call your name out. But one of the text messages says, "Please pray for me. I am so alone and unable to sleep." That just kind of gripped my heart when I read that text there. And so we're going to lift you up. This is anonymous. And then the second one says, "Please pray for me. I need immediate victory and patience." And so both of those individuals, I just want to let you know we see your text messages when they come in, and we're going to lift those two prayer requests up as well.
Before we pray for Miss Brenda, there is one more phone call.
All right.
We're speaking with Belle in South Carolina. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you?
Yeah, this is Belle.
Belle, how you doing, Miss Belle?
Not too bad. And this is the first time I can get through to you all to tell you about the prayers that you offer for my girlfriend and I.
Yes, ma'am.
And but I'd like for you all to pray for my heart tonight because it's irregular beating. I have a pacemaker.
Okay.
And then God knows the rest of the prayers, physically, mentally, spirit that I'm going through. And then I thank him for I'm able to bear what I'm going through. That's my request. And then I just want to tell you about Minnie when she had a brain operation.
Mm-hmm.
And you all prayed for her, and it came out successful.
Oh,
and that's her second brain operation. I just want to let you know that God is still in Macon. He's still in Embalming, Gilead. And I really wanted to thank you all for God using you to pray for people. And
praise God.
And I wanted to let you know that that's a good praise because God answered her prayers. And,
amen.
And now she's recovering.
Praise Jesus. And that's May, who's had two surgeries. My goodness, Miss Bell, that is such good news to hear that. And I know Let's Pray community, please understand that that gratitude is extending to you, because when we join together in prayer, we're able to participate together in prayer on behalf of someone else by the power of our Lord and Savior. And so it really is a community-wide effort. Amen, Miss Bell?
Amen.
Amen. Irregular heartbeat. We're going to talk to Jesus about that. And then he also, and I love the faith in your statement. God knows the rest. And I'm grateful that he's enabling me to bear what I'm bearing. And so, I mean, thank you. That's such a beautiful, right. faithful statement. All right, Miss Bell, we're praying here in just a second for you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yes. Ooh. Season, I know we want to hop onto those prayers, but I'd like to hit that next scripture that we have before we have a little prayer there, if that's all right.
Hey, go for it.
Yeah, so we have Mark chapter 6, verse 7 through 12, and it says, calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. And it says, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off of your feet as a testimony against them. And it says, they went out and preached that people should repent. Mm-hmm. It talks there about having authority over impure spirits, having authority over the circumstances that the disciples were going to face. Mm-hmm. And Jesus gave them specific instructions, but he didn't just send them out there without necessary provisions. He said, I'm giving you authority. And that's what we're claiming tonight, that as believers, regardless of our circumstance, we have authority through Christ Jesus to pray over our circumstance. He told Peter, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And so we're walking in that authority through mm-hmm. Christ today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, the enemy of our souls knows when someone's not in authority. Mm-hmm. It's just the same as maybe somebody on a lower rank commanding another rank, and they don't have the authority to do so. So mm-hmm. thank you, Jesus, that under him and through him alone, he put his mantle of authority over us, and we are...
Yes.
We're seated with him in high places in the name of Jesus. And so praise Amen. God for that, Mario. I appreciate the scripture before we pray. So nice. Why don't you start, please? Thank you.
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for Sharon and for Ione. Miss Sharon is just praying. She's unable to walk. There's a lot that she's not able to do for herself. And I can only imagine what that may feel like, to feel like you're at the mercy of others for your provisions. And not only that, but any aches and pains and hurt and sorrow that may come with that, God. And so we ask that your presence would rest, rule, and abide with her, God, that in that home, her with Ione, she would be able to feel the peace and the joy that you offer in the midst of her circumstance, God. We thank you for her life, and you are continuing to pump air into her lungs, so her purpose has not yet been fulfilled. There's more to be done. And from her seat, from her wheelchair, from her rocker, wherever she's at, may ministry still go forth. May prayer ascend in intercession for those, and may you still get the glory from her life. She's not finished yet. And thank you for Ione, who is by her side. Lord, she's been struggling with the UTI for quite some time. In the name of Jesus, we ask for healing. We ask that you would minister to her as she ministers to her mother. And we just ask that you would continue to lift her up, God, by your power and your strength and your love, and let her know that she is loved by you. Thank you for hearing this request, Lord. And then finally, individuals texted in and just said, an individual said, I'm so lonely and I'm unable to sleep. Lord, we ask that you would grant them your presence and your peace in a marked and tangible way. May they feel your comfort at this time. And other individuals asking for immediate patience and needs your attention to their lives, God. They need a breakthrough. And so we ask that you would do that as well for them. Thank you for loving each and every one of us. And thank you for having a plan for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just want to continue this prayer, Lord, on behalf of Brenda, Lord. She is praising you, Father, for the fact that you're keeping them safe and strong and healthy. And Father, for her husband being in remission for 9 months of cancer. Lord, that journey probably has layers that I couldn't even comprehend. I'm sure it has layers that I couldn't comprehend. But Father, you do. You knew every step of the way. And thank you, Lord, that your loving hand was over them the whole time, Father. And we know this would be the case regardless of the outcome, Father. But we sure do thank you, Jesus, that he is in remission. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that. And Lord, for Belle, she's asking for help with her pacemaker and her irregular heartbeat. Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would bring healing into that, that you would help her heartbeats to be in order and the way that they're supposed to work, Heavenly Father, that pacemaker would assist as well. Lord, she says, you know the rest. And Heavenly Father, every single one of us in the sound of our voices today, Jesus, you know the rest. So Heavenly Father, not only do we lift up Belle and the burdens that she is under, but Lord, we lift up our entire community, Lord, and the burdens that they are bearing. Lord, it says in your word that your yoke is easy and that your burden is light. And Lord, my prayer is for every single person who does not feel that it's easy and light right now. Heavenly Father, with no judgment and no shame, Lord, I just ask for you to minister to them so that in some point, Lord, it would become lighter. Father, we pray for your presence in their lives, Father, for your peace that passes understanding, Lord, whether it comes down to making some choices, Heavenly Father, or just you bestowing these things upon them as gifts. Heavenly Father, we just ask for you, Lord, help us to pursue you like we pursue breath. Heavenly Father, when we are so focused on you, Jesus, you are so much bigger than our issues, Heavenly Father. And in the meantime, Lord, I pray for Debbie's unspoken, for Carlene's family, Lord, for Franklin and his relationship between him and Bibi, Father, and her salvation, for Anair's prayer request, for doubts, and Sophia and Marcus, Heavenly Father, for Ruth praying for Akeem and his drug addiction. Break the bonds of addiction in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. I know that I know that I know that you are the king over all, and these things cannot stand in your presence. So, Father, give him a hunger for you, Jesus, and the addictions will fall away in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I also lift up Jennifer's request, special prayer, she says, for Helen May, Lord. Thank you for Bernadette's request, Lord, that you know and that you see her daughter needing a job, Heavenly Father. And Cynthia, blessings to you, Cynthia. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for people who speak blessing over each other. And we lift up her marriage to you, Lord, for Rosalind, for Cynthia, for Lyra, for Georgia, for Erica, Cheryl, Gideon, Melvia. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each one of these requests, because Father, it's a sign that they're turning to you. And Father, thank you for being the only one, for being the way and the answer, Heavenly Father, for all of these things, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, thank amen. You, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Season, we have one more caller on the line, Crystal calling from Alabama. Crystal, how can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I was calling concerning my husband. We've been married for 6 years now, and it's been like an off and on addiction that we've been dealing with. And I just want our family so strong because it's caused different situations come to our living arrangements and stuff, to where we're losing houses and different things like that because he's on these addictions. He's currently in the heart of addiction, and he also stays mentally ill from not taking his medicine. And I just want marriage to be successful because I believe that God, you know, he don't necessarily want me to leave my marriage because of it. I don't know. I'm my first time being married, but I don't want to leave my husband because I truly do love him. And then I want him to give his life to Christ. You know, I want my family to really work out. And I'm praying for it. I've been consistently praying for it. Haven't seen forth change. So I turned the channel and I've seen it on you guys. And I just really want, you know, it to be successful. Yes.
Man. Miss Crystal, did you say that this is your first time or you've turned the channel a while back and came across Let's Pray?
No, this is my first time turning my channel. I actually see you talking right now. This is my first time actually, you know, turning on the channel, and I believe in prayer. My dad is actually a pastor, but you know, I have great faith, but I need somebody to touch and agree with my faith to make things move. Yes.
Miss Crystal, thank you so much for watching, and it's so amazing. You are now a part of our family. We come on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m., and we're on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live as well. So join with us every week, and we're going to lift you up in your marriage. God hears you, and he's going to do something special, not because I'm just saying it, but because he is faithful to us. So we're going to pray for you today. And in fact, I want to pray for you right now, Crystal, if that's all right.
That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for Crystal. We are so grateful for your Holy Spirit that leads us to places that we need and to things that we need. Lord, she is now, Crystal and her family is now a part of our family. We are a judgment-free zone because you have not condemned us, God. You sent your son. And so, Lord, we stand with Crystal right now, knowing that no matter what's going on in her home, she is accepted here and that she has a family that is now praying for her. Lord, we lift her husband up right now. He is in the throes, in the thick of addiction right now, and he is making what would probably could be considered selfish choices that are impacting his family, and yet he is in bondage to those desires. And so, God, we ask that you would loose those chains of and bondage of addiction in the name of Jesus, Lord. You determine whether or not it's instant or whether it's gradual. But Lord, may he come to his senses and realize the impact that he's having on his family. And may there be something in him that wants to submit his way and his thoughts and his desires to you so that you can begin the path of healing. We pray, Lord, that you be with Crystal in the name of Jesus as she is now the glue of this family, wanting to hold her marriage together. We ask, God, that you would give her power and courage and endurance and the ability to do what is necessary in order for her husband to be healed. If she needs to establish boundaries, if she needs to create some distance, if she needs to be more understanding, whatever it is, may she have the discernment to be able to navigate the way she needs for this marriage to go from a test to a testimony. And we thank you for what you will do. We believe, God, and we believe and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Miss Crystal.
We have a caller on the line, and I'd like to take just this quick moment. I just feel prompted by the Spirit to go here. This is Hosea chapter 2. Now, I know that this is a story about Israel represented through Gomer, the prostitute wife of the prophet Hosea. But there's something that, as an addict myself in recovery, there's something very powerful that they talk about in here. And it's the father saying, therefore, I will. He says, the mother's been unfaithful. I'll go after my lovers who gave me my food and my water, my wool and my linen, my olive and my drink. That desire that we have, we're literally thirsty for things that are not of God. We give them credit to be able to give us things that we're looking for. And for me, that was drugs, for alcohol. It can be anything in anyone's life. It doesn't have to be prostitution. The whole point is looking for things and giving other things credit that do not belong there. It says the Lord, I will block her path. And this is my prayer for Crystal's husband, that you will block her her path, Father, in the name of Jesus, with thorn bushes, that you will wall him in so that he cannot find his way. He might chase after these things but not catch them, that he might look for them and not find them in the name of Jesus. But then he will say, I'll go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off as now. The Lord goes through the process of stripping Gomer bare, and then he says, but I'm going to allure her, lead her to the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. So he strips Gomer bare and then begins to restore her. And that's the God we serve, that although there does need a drying, that Crystal's husband, myself, and anybody else dealing with addiction does need a drying of our sources and to be hemmed in by the Father. And it might seem cruel at the time, but it is necessary, because we must be stripped bare to recognize that Christ is it. And then he restores unto us. And then here, friends and family, whether you're dealing with addiction or you're dealing with anxiety, whether you're dealing with anything that you go to outside of Jesus Christ as your source for relief, release, hope, or any other way, I want to say that if he strips you bare, he will build you back up. And he says that I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of Achor, which translates Achor as in trouble. I will make your troubles a door of hope in the name of Jesus. So I just want to speak that over this community, over the people that are dealing with addiction, that are bound in fear and anxiety, and sometimes understandably so. This is not a criticism, but it is the truth in the Word of God, that the Lord can break these things, can restore things to us. And then he can say, you will no longer call me my Lord, but you will call me my husband. And it is the truth. The Lord can heal your husband, Miss Crystal. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to continue to pray for you. And then we had one other addiction request coming in on Facebook as well that I'm going to continue to pray for. Sorry for taking the liberty, guys, but I really felt like the Lord wanted to say that. So, friends, Jesus restores, he heals, and sometimes it's hard on the way, but he is a good, good Father. Amen.
Oh, man. Amen. Thank Amen. You for just taking the time to pour into our community in that way, Season. We need to hear. We need to pray, but we need to hear the word of God spoken over us and prayed over us as well. And so thank you for that. I know that you had a caller on the line.
I sure do.
So we're going to kick that back to you.
All right. Thanks, Ren. We're going to Danae in California. Danae, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to pray for my prayer warrior. She's my mentor. Her name is Elder Vivian Becerra.
Elder.
And she lives in Riverside near La Sierra campus. She's not feeling that well. She lost her sister recently to COVID-19. And I think that's got her down. And she is up in years, but she's always faithful. She runs our prayer line. She runs one every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. She has another on Saturday and Sunday and other days, but she wasn't feeling it today, and that's not like her. So I would really want to lift her up. And also my sister, Pamela, she's, struggling, and they're going up on her rent. They doubled it, and so she's a little apprehensive and fearful about being evicted. So those are the two things on my heart.
My goodness, my goodness. I can hear it in your voice that this is definitely touching your heart. Can I stop to pray with you right now, Danae?
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. It'd be an honor. Before I start to pray, I was talking with a friend today, and they were aware of a young person who was being evicted out of her home as they were on the phone. And there are truly difficult things happening in people's lives right now. And I wish I had the right words, but the only one I have is Jesus. And so I believe, and I'm going to begin to pray now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Lord, we believe in you. We believe in what you are able to do. And now, Father, we're asking that you would. Lord, for Pamela struggling right now, Jesus, dealing with rent, Heavenly Father, for Elder Vivian, as faithful as she is on behalf of other people, Lord, I pray that you would raise the saints to continue to pray for her on her behalf, Jesus. She needs her cup filled right now, Lord. She needs companionship in the way that somebody can say or do or be your hands and feet or your mouth in some way, Lord, to speak words of life or to say nothing at all during this time of grieving. Whatever it's going to take, Father, for her to make it through this time with your mercy and your gentleness and your love for her grief and for the struggles that she's facing emotionally right now that are understandable, Father. We just ask that you would do it. Lord, I don't instruct you, and I know that, but I'm asking if you would, Lord. And I also know that we're not beggars either, Lord, that we are welcome in your courts and that we can make requests of the Father. And so, Lord, thank you for hearing these prayers. Thank you for already knowing what's going on with Vivian and with Pamela and Danae, Heavenly Father. Lord, for her concern for her family and for her mentor, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that relationship. And Heavenly Father, we just ask you to give her a double portion, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for Miss Danae. And we thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Carol calling from Columbia. Carol, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you? Miss Carol? All right. Well, we're going to let you know. Miss Carol, we heard that you were in queue. We're going to pray for you. Not sure what's going on.
I'm
might
here.
Have been a little. Oh, there you are. Okay. Good.
I'm here.
How can we...
I had it on mute so that I could make... Yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No problem. You sound very distant now. Whatever you were doing before that, it sounded very good.
Okay, yeah, she had told me to not have it on speaker because I would get feedback, but this is better for you to hear. I'm calling and asking for prayer. I'm having this pain, this annoyance in my back, and it comes and it goes, and sometimes it's just overwhelming. So I'm asking for prayer for that the Lord would just, I've been praying and asking the Lord to just really remove it because the hospitals, they're trying not to have people come in here unless it's very serious. So if you would just really pray with me for that. I believe in the power of prayer and touching and agreeing. And I do that quite often with people. So you can just pray that the Lord would just somehow show me what to do or bring healing to this, whatever this is.
And you said it's a back pain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a pain in my back on the right side mainly. It comes and it goes.
Miss Crystal, I just want to pray with you now. We're running out of time and I want to make sure that I touch and agree with you in this matter. Is that all right?
Okay. It's Carol.
Miss Carol, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Let's pray.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you so much for Miss Carol. You have seen how she intercedes for others. She is standing now in the need of prayer for her back. She said that she believes in touching and agreeing. She believes in coming together and seeking you in these matters. And so you say in James, is there any sick among you? Bring the elders, and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous will avail much. Lord, you know that I'm righteous through Christ Jesus. We are righteous through what Christ has done, you, Jesus, have done on the cross. Thank you. And so, Lord, we ask unabashedly that you would put your hand on her and that you would heal her of that pain, Lord. We believe, help our unbelief. And we thank you because you are going to do something for her that the doctors cannot do right now. You're going to perform a miracle for her and she will give you the glory. Because it will be only you that could do it in her home because she couldn't do it for herself. Thank you, God, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, Miss Carol. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Amen.
Thank you for the prayer.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Well, friends, we are down to just over 4 minutes on the program. I'm going to take one final call. We want to make sure that we get to you. Your calls are dear to us. So, Patricia in Tennessee, welcome to Let's Pray. I hear that you've had some troubling news recently.
Yes, my husband of 5 weeks was diagnosed with colon cancer yesterday, and he's in the hospital waiting for the doctors to decide what to do. So I would like to pray
They
will be impressed to do the right thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear this very hard news. We are absolutely going to be lifting you guys up. We're going to do that right now. Patricia, would you join us in prayer as well in this moment?
Yeah. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Patricia's husband. Father, right in this moment, decisions are being made. So, Lord, we ask that you would influence those decisions in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I am asking on behalf of her husband, Lord, and in your name, Jesus, that it would be a simple, if there's such a thing, solution for this cancer, Lord, that it could be cut out, that there could be something that's decisive, Lord, that would end up very well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the fact that he has a wife right now to be seeking prayer on his behalf, Lord. Please strengthen Patricia during this time in the name of Jesus so that she might be a source of strength and support for her husband, Lord. Give her supernatural ability to shine your love and your strength to her husband during this time in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help her to be an excellent helpmeet. And Lord, strengthen him. Help him to know and love and trust you. And Father, Lord, we just praise you and ask for healing in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. We'll be lifting you up, Miss Patricia, and your husband. Thank you so much for
calling.
Thank
you very much, Susan.
Yes, ma'am.
Good to see you again.
Oh, praise God. Bye. Praise God. Praise God. All right. I believe Miss Patricia and I met at one of our Celebration of Hopes, which is just a celebration weekend for Hope Channel and the things that Jesus is doing. And so it's really just such a blessing for Mario and I to get a chance to say hi to you guys. Mario, we've got the promise of the day. Let's
That's
do
right.
that and head on out of here. Amen.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Amen.
Promise of the day comes from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. And so, family, it says it right there. You will receive power. And if you are in the position, if you're willing to receive the Holy Spirit, then you believe in Jesus by faith, then you will receive the power that you need in these moments to proclaim the goodness of God, but also to navigate through the trials of life.
Amen. What an amazingly appropriate message right now, because this is a time of proclamation, I believe, so that under this pressure, we might be able to testify to our saving Jesus and the ability to be victorious even when we don't feel victorious, to be conquerors
That's
even
right.
when we don't feel like being conquerors. Amen, friend?
Amen. Amen. I just want to sum this up. I know we're short on time. Proclaiming season, God was talking to me about this, is not just what we're saying, but it's how we're living. And especially in this time, we need others by his grace to see that, yes, we're going through it, but we have this hope through Christ Jesus. And so may we proclaim with power.
Amen.
During this time.
Amen. Mario, would you close us briefly with prayer?
Sure. Lord, you've seen everything and you've heard everything that has happened here. We ask that you would minister to us until we meet again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Friends, remember that Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. Friends are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. We love you. We will see you soon.